Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Woo! So our podcast number today is 1080. Oof. Our topic is mindset, and the title is Benefits of CBD Supplements. So, this episode is actually going to be sponsored by a company named Stello Mints, S-T-E-L-L-O Mints, so M-I-N-T-S, so Stello Mints. They make actually a mint that has CBD in it, so it's a mint like form, a mint method of getting CBD like supplemented. So I wanted to, they had recently reached out and asked if we would promote their product through the podcast. And as anybody knows, I don't promote any products at all through the podcast directly. But why I wanted to do that with this one is I actually did get to try it. So I looked up the company, I got a hold of the product, and I got to try it myself. And I actually had Meredith try it, my wife tried, and my mom try it as well. And it was amazing. It was actually awesome. I'm going to share about that here in a second, but it worked extremely well, and we were actually surprised. It was kind of cool. It's almost like when you're in skeptic, if that makes sense, and it was neat to try it and be like blown away and like, holy crap, this actually did work. And I'm now excited and grateful that they gave us the opportunity to try it. So I definitely want to support them. So I wanted to share what we had experienced with their mints and encourage everybody to try them as well. And you actually get a discount, a 20% discount. So what we did was, Meredith and I have tried like CBD oils before, and she takes an oil to help her with just kind of quality of sleep. And we've tried other things like melatonin, for example, is something that can help you like physically kind of relax to be able to fall asleep, but it doesn't do as much like mentally. It really is more so just like a physical fatigue or a physical tiredness. At least that's what we've experienced from it. So when we try the CBD oil, what that did for us was, especially for her, is it really helped to kind of calm down the mental aspects of stress. So if you're having trouble leaving work at work, or you just have some crazy crap happen, you know, in your daily life, and there's a lot of family drama, there's just drama in the world, it can be hard shutting your mind off. And I think a lot of people have trouble with that. So she's found that taking melatonin can help her with the physical part if she's not feeling physically tired, but if she wants the mental relaxation, CBD oil has worked really well. Now, one of the downsides to CBD oil is you have to have the bottle, it's a liquid, you have to draw it out with a dropper, and you have to kind of pour it into your mouth and then hold it for 30 seconds. It's a little bit more to it. So, you know, it's not the end of the world, and you can do it, but it's more involved, and it would be kind of awkward if you're ever trying to do that in public. So having a mint would be a pretty cool option, in the sense that she could take it during the day if she was needing to, or if she took it at night. You know, it's all just quick and easy, just pop a mint in and go kind of thing, rather than having to do all the oil stuff. And so we were a little, you know, worried. We weren't sure how the mint was going to hold up to the oil, and it actually worked really freaking well. So she was she was excited, and we were both excited. She actually got the same effect she felt at half the dose that she normally took with the oil. So when she took the mints, she only needed half as much dosing, and she got that same kind of feeling that she would have gotten from the oil. So it's pretty cool, because I think the majority of people that I talk to, now I've been a personal trainer for 19 years. I've worked with over 2,000 people. I taught at the university level for 7.5 years, worked with over 500 students, talked to all the faculty. You know, I've met a lot of people in my life. And I can't think of anyone who wasn't stressed to some degree. So I think the majority of people would benefit from having some type of aid, or at least knowing there's aid for you if you were to need it to help reduce stress. So Stello actually mentioned that in a recent study they had, 1/3 of Americans reported living with like extreme stress. And that's not just stress, but extreme stress. So 1/3 of people reported having extreme stress, and that's absolutely going to negatively impact like sleep quality. And then if your sleep goes to crap, we all know in training your recovery is down, and typically your cravings are going to be a lot more. You're going to overeat. You're going to have a lot of dietary issues. So people with poor sleep quality, it's going to mess up a lot more than just sleep. It can affect weight gain. It can affect recovery from training, which can, if you don't recover well, you can have injuries. So there's a lot of kind of cascading effects whenever sleep is so low, which is why we've talked about sleep a lot. We have a past podcast you could check out, which is podcast number 376. It's another mindset podcast, and it's titled Improving Sleep Quality. And in that one, we go through talking about the temperature of the room, the light you should have, all these other things, like how to deal with food and drinks, so you don't have to pee 17 times in the middle of the night. So we go through a lot of stuff in podcast 376. So if you want to learn more about kind of those types of ways to improve sleep quality, you can check out that podcast. Just do a Google search, Brutal Iron Gym Podcast 376. Improving sleep quality, and you'll find it. But having a supplement to help towards that is absolutely going to be helpful as well. So I actually have a client right now who is dealing with about 3 weeks into having to switch time frames for his job. So he had to switch from daytime shift to nighttime shift, and it's just wrecking havoc with his sleep. It's causing him to overeat. It's having that exact effect that everyone is going to deal with to some degree when their sleep quality is low. So given the opportunity to try the mints, I was definitely excited because I knew, you know, from seeing the benefits for Meredith with CBD in general, from seeing the benefits with past clients with CBD in general, I thought it was definitely going to be an interesting experiment to see if the form of a mint rather than a liquid would have, you know, a positive effect or have as much effect. And like I said, it was pretty awesome when Meredith tried it and said that half the dose gave her the same feeling as the oil. Now, on an even more like a side note here, but still a really cool note, is I had my mom try it as well. And my mom has like restless leg kind of effects, like the term like restless leg syndrome. She'll have trouble falling asleep some nights when she's overexhausted, overtired, or overstressed due to her legs feeling kind of jumpy, or it just kind of feels like they can't sit still. And she's even woken up in the middle of the night with that feeling as well. And that's something she's dealt with since she was 47. She's a little older than 47, we'll just say that, so I'll get myself in trouble. But since then, we've exercised a lot, and that's actually what started us into exercise. So she's now done 3 bodybuilding shows, like 8 or 9 or 10 powerlifting meets. She's kick-ass, so she's amazing. And through training, it's been amazing to have the effect that she's had on helping her arthritis, helping that restless leg syndrome. But with that still kind of hanging around every now and then, it was neat for her because she got to try the mints. And the one night she woke up actually with restless legs, and she typically gets up, kind of can't fall back asleep. So she'll go on the computer or kind of, you know, read something. She just kind of loses an hour or two of sleep. Well, she took 2 of the mints and boom, went right back to bed. And that was amazing for her. She's never had something that helped her fall asleep that quickly after her legs had woken her up. So it was really, really, really cool to see that it was helping with sleep quality for Meredith. It was helping, like, with easing mental stress. It was helping with sleep quality for my mom for rest, like, for calming down, like, her nerves and things. So it's just really cool that we had the opportunity to try it. And therefore, I wanted to share with you all the listeners, you know, like, I don't try to sell you anything. I tell you all the time not to even hire me and just do what I tell you in podcasts for yourself. Now, please still hire me if you need help. But, you know, we're not trying to make any money off this. We're just trying to share good information. I'm trying to answer questions, trying to give back the blessing that I was given in my life, and just kind of share it to everybody else. And I thought this was definitely something that was worth sharing. We had great experiences, and I wanted to kind of share it with everybody else as well. So what they've agreed, Stello Mints, again, is S-T-E-L-L-O. Mints, Stello Mints. They agreed to give the listeners a 20% discount, which is pretty badass, if you use the code BRUTAL. Well, so if you go on their website, which is stellomints.com, you can, and check out, you can type in BRUTAL and you'll get a 20% discount. So it's something that if you are struggling at all with sleep quality, like I have another powerlifter I know who works a very demanding daytime job. He's on his feet all day and he has a hard time turning off at night. And this is something that we've talked about, is different supplements and different ways to do this. And he's tried melatonin. He's tried just like calming methods, and they've worked for some part, you know, and sometimes they don't. And we were talking about ways in which maybe the night before his big training sessions. So if he has 2 days a week where he does his big heavy squats and deadlifts, maybe those the two nights before those, he could take something like this to know he's going to get really good sleep. Now, he's more fearful that if he takes every night, he's going to have some type of like need for it, repetitive need for it. But that doesn't happen with these, with CBD products and stuff. There's no kind of addiction to it at all. You just, you take it, you notice you sleep well, so you're gonna want to take it again, you know, so you can get better sleep, but it doesn't become dependent on anything like that. But this is something where, you know, if you're wondering how you can use it or ways in which you can use it, you can use it during the day. If you're feeling crazy stressed and having trouble like focusing on what you need to do, you can take it before sleep. It'll help you calm down that mental aspect of getting ready for sleep. And there really is no issues with it. So Meredith's been taking it forever through the CBD oils. And anytime we travel somewhere and she forgets her oil or anything like that, she has a little bit harder time falling asleep because she doesn't have the supplement, but she doesn't feel, you know, like any kind of addiction to it. She just eventually falls asleep a little bit later, a little bit slower than normal. And that's, so if you're worried at all, there's no need to be worried. I think this is just a really cool opportunity for everybody to get to try these things. So you can get to try it at a 20% discount, which is pretty badass. See what you think of it. See if it's something that you actually would like. And if it's something that you're struggling with, you're going to be very happy to find a way to ease that stress, to ease that struggle. It's going to make a big difference for you. It really will. So Stella Mints, like they, as being in a mint form, they're definitely a fast, easy, simple way that you can use CBD to calm the nerves and everything like that. So each tin, they actually come in these metal tins. It's actually a pretty kick-ass delivery system, by the way. It comes in this pretty cool box. You flip open the box, and it has the mint packaged in there, like the tin. It's a really cool-looking tin. It doesn't, like, glaringly say CBD on it or anything. So if you were to take it with you somewhere, you know, it's not going to look like a pill case. It's not going to look like anything other than just a mint. So it's pretty cool, and it's just good advertising. They did a great job. Now, they have 3 different flavors, peppermint, lemon, and matcha. We used the peppermint, and it was actually really cool. So some CBD products have horrible taste. This one actually is awesome. So the peppermint was able to cut down any kind of CBD taste, and there was really no aftertaste. If you were to eat or drink something soon after taking the mint, you would never have noticed it at all. I took it one of the times without eating or drinking anything for an hour, and it had just a very normal like aftertaste of a CBD product, but it wasn't bad at all. It wasn't, you know, ugly or nasty or nothing. So the peppermint worked great. I'm sure the lemon and matcha would as well. But those are 3 different flavors you can try. And so basically, if you want to try the mints, you can get them 20% off right now by going to their website, stellomints.com. And that's STELLO. stellomints.com, and use the coupon code BRUTAL to get 20% off. So I think it's pretty cool. I hope everybody gives this a try if it's something that you're struggling with, because of the impact that I saw it play for my wife Meredith and for my mom. It was just cool. It felt amazing. So thank you, Stella Mints, for letting us try it, because it just felt great to be able to see, you know, someone I love be able to sleep a little better or feel a little better or just have some happiness. So it was pretty cool. So if it's something you want to try, please do it. Pretty cool. And then if you have any questions, if you want to share your experience with me or anything, just shoot me an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. I think this will be something that you can add to the information you can listen to in podcast 376. Remember, we mentioned that about improving sleep quality. In that one, we talk about a lot of different things. You can talk about like different type of supplements other than CBD oils or CBD mints. So there are ones like melatonin and stuff. But like I said, it's kind of different. Melatonin's more physical tiredness, where the CBD mints, the Stella mints, were great for calming like mental the aspects. And then we talk about nighttime routines. We talk about sleep environment factors, even sleep scheduling. So there's a lot of really cool things in podcast 376. So definitely give that a listen after you listen to this one, and you will build up your sleep quality arsenal. And you can actually improve your sleep, improve your training, recovery, improve your overall quality of life. So pretty cool. Well, thank you for listening. I do hope you try the mints because I think they're pretty badass, and I think you'll see a positive aspect from them. Again, if you have any questions, if you need anything at all, our email is brutalironjim@gmail.com. If you think the podcast in general is helpful, please share it. If it's been beneficial to your life, please share with other people as well. You can share it on social media. You can share it in an email, text message, conversation. The podcast has been growing recently, so thank you to those who've been sharing it. Typically, if you tag us in a share, if it's on social media, I'll see that. And the people who've been doing that genuinely appreciate that. Thank you very much. And then if you like the podcast, click like on this episode. If you want to find more information from us, you can check us out on our social media channel on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Jim. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, if there's ever anything you need, I'm always here. Our email is brutalironjim@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.